Ambassador Goldberg on one.
Are you sure you take it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Arthur. Well, pretty good. I've had a group in here vetoing a bill, and I hate to do it. Poor government employees. I'll get $3 million of them out of me. The insurance bill from $20,000 to $40,000, and increasing the contribution from 33% to 40%, and increasing the load about $100 million a year. He couldn't, and I told him I'd raise it to 30,000 from 20 to 30. That's a pretty good move one time. But if the industry did this over the country, it'd cost us about $3 billion. And I think every contract come up, they'd say, look what the federal government did, and we're entitled to do the same. I told him I'd sign the 20 to 30 immediately if they'd repass it. They may override me, though.
Well, you've done what you have to do. I wanted to report to you the lesson I had about political things. I had Dave Levinsky and Bruce Stelberg and Alex Rose and Jack Patrick. We talked about it quite frankly. And I told them that you were interested in a frank appraisal on their part. Pros and the cons of doing it, and what their advice was to you. Now, first, they wanted to make something very clear. They said if you wanted to do it that way, they would give it full-hearted support, and they would undertake to assure you that it would not be a cop hall proposition, that they would put a minimum of 75,000 people into 7th Avenue. They'd have the shops closed down, which is the way of doing it. And it would be very nice and a very enthusiastic affair. Then I said, well, that was appreciated. I'd like to know that, of course. And they said, no question about it. You wouldn't have to be concerned on the basis of the crowd or the enthusiasm or the cooperation. The manufacturers would cooperate by shutting down the shops, which is the way you do it. Then that's the pro part of it. On the other side, they agree that it would be very hard to avoid the politicians from climbing on the bandwagon. They said, invited or uninvited, you'd have Rockefeller and you'd have O'Connor and you'd have Roosevelt all rushing to have their pictures taken on 7th Avenue when you have a crowd of that type. They also said the question that there might be some labor feeling on the part of other labor people that this was too much of a garment worker, clothing worker show. Mm-hmm. Other unions are interested in the minimum wage, for the retail clerk, and other unions that night. I said that perhaps that could be obviated by inviting them all to be on the platform, having Feeney there and having Greenberg and Suffrage and all the others there. They said, yes, that could be done. On 7th Avenue, of course, intuitively, garment workers center. And there's those throughout the country that way. On the inflation point, we discussed that. They said, well, some of the cynical newspapers might pick up the point and make some play with things being on the minimum wage. Inflationary aspects of minimum wage have always been an argument against it. Congress did not decide it would be. They didn't regard that to be a big thing. So the real question they thought is, what is really best for you? They said they would all come down, of course, to Washington and decide on the kind of dignified ceremony at the White House. They would be there, and they would, of course, express their appreciation to their newspapers and to their membership. They didn't know how you would handle the congressional committees that were helpful. They recalled that you were supposed to be on Yarbrough and others. Stavinsky said you did it in his presence. And obviously, the congressional committees would want to be present, particularly in an election year, to be terrible. He had to share in the kudos, whatever they might be. So the sum and substance of the discussion, which we thoroughly canvassed all, was a recommendation in which I joined. And that is that probably the better thing to do now would be to play it conservatively, stay away from the political candidate, sign it at the White House. You're asked to bear in mind about signing it, don't sign it on the Jewish holiday, because they would like to be there.
Yep.
And two Jewish holidays.
Sure. I'm pretty strong for these Jews after that thing the other night. I thought that was the finest I ever heard in my life. And I don't think I'm sorry about it. I wish you'd been at my wedding.
Well, thank you.
I want a copy of it.
Well, I'll be glad to see
it. Well, just get it to me tomorrow. I just told Lady Bird going home, I thought that was the icing on the cake. And you know, the Catholics put the boot right down on that poor little woman's neck. And Eldon, you had to come along and take it right off and say, well, every tear she sheds, why, it means something to us. I told old Hale that tonight. He just died late. It was really well done. Okay, I think this is right. I think your recommendation's right, and particularly feeling that way. Now, I got a note today saying I really ought to have some contact up there with those fellas on political matters. And designate somebody. And I got to do it unofficially, and you are hereby designated, and you tell them any message they want to get to me on their politics or their government, anything, their legislation, anything, to please tell you, anytime they want an appointment, you get them in. You're there. But see if that's done. I got to get somebody to talk to O'Connor. I don't know who to do it. I guess maybe Eddie Weisel, so they think that the president's available to them. I've got no committee, and I've got nobody else, and I work all day and night and so forth. But that's what we'll do, and we'll be careful of the date. And I think I got to thinking, you got 5,000 policemen you got to call out. And you're something like this, you might have a lot more. And then you got I was up at Campobello, and Franklin Roosevelt was there, and he's on the front row, and I imagine O'Connor and Roosevelt both wondered why they hadn't been invited. And if you get them all there, then it loses a lot of the effect of it. It looks like a political thing.
Well, that's what they were frank enough, whatever they stood on the Roosevelt thing, you see. And they got different views about it. Salzburg, is against Roosevelt. And Dave and Alex are for, and Topkin is against. But they all agree.
Well,
their political point of view, and politics would enter into it, or at least the cynical newspapers would say it's a political thing. And the main thing that I liked about it is the forthright statement that if you thought it'd be desirable, they would guarantee to turn out 75,000.
Well, I appreciate that.
And that's a good attitude.
Well, I started to call you last night, Teddy, not to have the meeting, and I thought, well, it'll do them good to get them all there and started, because I want you to be my contact with all of them anyway.
Well, it's much better. They felt consulted, and they liked it that way. But I think that's a better way to go.
Okay, that'll be fine. And now let me ask you about the... have you got your... Did we... We agreed on our two fellows, Bob Benjamin and...
It's Bancroft and Killian.
All right, we're going to leave Benjamin out of it.
Yeah, we have to, because we offered it to Bancroft. We said if we turn him down, we put Bob in there. And we couldn't very well retract the invitation after Macy called me and told me that Bancroft was all right with you.
Yeah.
We offered it to him, and he came through today. We let him have the weekend. Came through today and said he wanted it. And George has been approached too.
Yeah.
So what we'll do with the Bob is we'll make him an advice.
Well, you call him and tell him.
I'll explain. I'll tell him that you were happy to have him. But this was the circumstance. But we're all right.
Well, you think you get any benefits from Bancroft?
Yes, I think the fact that we take him in, he's on the advisory committee. Executive Vice President of the New York Times, and I think there'll be a good reaction of took someone from a paper that doesn't always agree, but we want their advice, and he'll be cooperative. So I think it'll be all right. I think we'll get a good public reaction.
Okay.
We have to do the work anyhow.
Oh, I know that, but do they have any participation, Mike?
No, not. We hold our hands, keep it back, give them some sight. But they're complimented. We give them the ambassadorial rank, and they like that. They're out of their life, all the stuff about it. I think it's good.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Good job, and I appreciate it. Now, you tell them tomorrow that I want you to be their contact and call you on anything, and you can get me the moment you call me.
I know that.
Right. And I want to keep in contact this campaign. I don't know what's going on in New York, and I damn sure expect them to be on my side.
Well, they are. There's a lot.
Okay. Bye.